And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have joining us for this segment our good friend, Dr. Harry L. Williams, President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community. Thurgood Marshall College Fund member schools include the publicly supported HBCUs and predominantly black institutions, enrolling nearly 80% of all students attending black colleges and universities. Through scholarships, capacity building, and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships, Thurgood Marshall College Fund is a vital resource in the PK-12 and higher education space. The organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs. Dr. Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Brother Ray, and it's always great to be back with you, and I just want to commend you on the outstanding work you're doing to keep our message out there, the importance of HBCU. So thank you for your program, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be with you today.
Well, it's our privilege, and we thank you certainly for the privilege of your time to come and to share with us. And so just wanted to get your take from yesterday, HBCU STEAM Day. I want to give them a shout-out, the HBCU Congressional Bipartisan Caucus, and certainly you served there yesterday. You were there. You were in attendance. You were a panelist. Give us your take on how everything went on yesterday at Capitol Hill HBCU STEAM Day.
It was an outstanding day for HBCUs. As you know, Congresswoman Alma Adams from the great state of North Carolina is the one that kind of came up with this concept to have this day to focus on STEAM with an emphasis on the science, technology, engineering, and math. But she also threw in the arts.
Yes.
Which is also very important. So it kicked off with a breakfast, standing room only, member presidents from both UNCF schools and TMCF schools present. And it was really a very positive day. And one thing that was important to me, and I mentioned this in my comments when I was on the panel, that we're in March, and we had a great February during Black History Month, and we had our annual fly-in, but we're now in March, and we're still talking about the importance and the value of HBCUs, and I think that is so critical for this conversation to be a conversation we talk about every day, and to have the representatives there to come in and to really throw their support behind what we're doing. Congressman Bobby Scott gave a very powerful address. As you know, he is now the chair of the Powerful Education Committee, which plays a key role in the reauthorization process of higher education in this country. And he made it very clear in his comments that he understands the importance of HBCUs, the value of HBCUs, and that it's important for that message to translate into revenue for our campuses and our community. And I think it's important when you have individuals like him and also the majority leader talking about this and to have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to come in and spend time with us. It just, again, it puts our institutions in a very, very positive place. So I was really pleased with that and just the engagement of our campuses and our presidents and our deans that were present there and industry. We had members from corporation indicating that there is a major need for diverse talent. And when you're looking for diverse talent, you don't have to look too far, because the HBCU community, we can provide you with what you need. So it was a really good day for HBCUs here in Washington.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I'm glad how you laid it all out and put it in perspective for us. You're right. We had an incredible February. Again, thanks to Thurgood Marshall College Fund, your leadership, the HBCU fly-in for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund presidents and chancellors. That was an incredible opportunity, again, to see. And so, and You invited us to come. We were there. We were blessed to have fireside chat with Kamala Harris. You gave us an overview. That was incredible. Great panelists. That was an very powerful, informative session there. And we appreciate Thurgood Marshall College Fund, Doc, and the great things that you guys are doing, because what happened even on yesterday and what's happening even now really is all laid out because of the fact that the hard work, your persistence every day out there making things happen and building those, having those discussions and building those kind of relationships that enable the conversation to continue. And then, of course, to have congressional leadership involved to the extent that it is, and certainly appreciate Representative Alma Adams, who really was the mind behind all this, and reaching across the aisle to Representative Bradley Byrne, Republican North Carolina, and coming together as the co-founders of the HBCU bipartisan congressional caucus, which is bicameral now. You know, and so the senators are involved with this. This is just really awesome, Doc, and what a great thing to see. But so really, we celebrate your leadership. And thank you and for the hard work and those of you, Thurgood Marshall College Fund and other HBCU advocacy initiatives that are out there pounding the pavement and having conversations and discussions with policymakers.
Well, I appreciate those words, those very positive words, because as you know, our message is very powerful, and it's a message that we got to keep putting out there every day and talking about it. And what's so exciting to me is that we are seeing an uptick in the number of students applying to HBCUs. I was talking to the Chancellor Harold Martin from North Carolina A&T State University, which, as you know, he's currently serving as the chancellor of the largest HBCU in this country, over 12,000 students there. And he indicated to me that they're up 30% in applications this year. 30% in application, and they're
That's
also
incredible.
Up in quality.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's just really, really exciting. I talked to some of my other colleagues around the country, and they're sharing the excitement that students are African American students are applying to our HBCUs at a very high rate, which is significant and important, because it just again reiterates the importance of our schools, and you can see it translate very clearly on our campuses in a very meaningful way.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed today to have joining for us this segment, Dr. Harry L. Williams, President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Again, Dr. Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. It is a great time, and it's wonderful. And again, those who are out here, as our good friend, Dr. Crystal DeGregory would say, out here on the battlefield, you know, and getting it done every day. It's a wonderful thing. So again, a shout out to you and your team over there at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And as Sonia said, we're coming on, we look up here then, and it takes that kind of effort to be out there, be in the mix, having those conversations, man, pounding the pavement, building those relationships. And wow, a shout out to again, the Honorable Bessie DeVos, and the story behind her giving of her personal earnings to the institution. Give us kind of the story and the backstory of it, all of that.
Yeah, I tell you, that was a really nice surprise. I got a call one late Friday afternoon from Betsy DeVos, our Secretary of Education, and she said to me Harry, I just been thinking about the work that you're doing at TMCF and how important it is for our country. And I made a commitment that I was only going to take $1, and I was going to take the remaining part and give it to organizations that I really feel and believe in and support. And I want to make a donation to Thurgood Marshall, a part of my salary to go towards supporting students attending your HBCUs. And to me, you know, we have never in the history have ever had a secretary, United States mm-hmm. Secretary of Education, mm-hmm. to give. Now, this is from her personal
exactly.
side,
exactly.
A personal right. donation. Mm-hmm. And again, that should send a
that
message
speaks volumes,
to the country.
Man. That speaks volumes.
Yes, the value and the support
sure.
that we have here mm. at TMCF and Secretary DeVos has been very engaged and we meet with her very on a quarterly basis and keeping her abreast of the challenges that we see on our campuses, and she pays attention, she listens, and I'm really excited about the budget that's getting ready to come out next soon,
mm-hmm.
and I really do believe there are going to be some things in there that's going to be very positive for HBCUs, and part of that, as you indicated in your very opening comments, it's about engagement. It's about, you know, talking about the importance of our schools and getting in there and meeting with both sides, mm-hmm. R and D,
absolutely.
And being very clear that we are a nonpartisan organization and we're completely supportive of our members' schools,
absolutely.
And when we don't pick sides from mm-hmm. that perspective,
mm-hmm.
We just want it because we know that everybody, you all need an education,
right?
And our students. Who graduate from our institution, they do extremely, extremely well. So, and Madam Secretary DeVos made it clear to me that she really believes in the work that we're doing here at TMCF. And by saying it and then sending a check, it validates for me the importance mm-hmm. of having someone like that making that kind of contribution.
Mm-hmm. Big amen to that, you know, and really, truth be told, when you take a look and you step back and the climate that we're in and what have you, I believe that the relationship with the HBCU community, your leadership and others who are involved every day with this, with that of our congressional leaders and major stakeholders and particular philanthropists and foundations, and you know, we really are. If you look at this, the positive things that are happening, are the bright light right now, I think that serves as a model of what America is really all about. And gosh, that might sound real mushy to some folk, but it's true. It's all about. But no, really, seriously though, when you look at it, and seriously,
right.
and you know exactly what I mean, and
right.
that's why we're sharing this story, and folks started reading and understanding that this is not just about headlines. This is about substance. These are real, meaningful conversations that are having, and things are being given consideration to in relation to the budget, and providing the necessary resources needed. So, what an exciting time to really see. Things move as well as they are moving, and again, I think it serves as a shining example of where we really, truly, I believe, overall as a nation.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, another thing I want to share with you in terms of some good news. You know, you mentioned in the opening in your comments, kind of providing the audience some of the things that we do here at TMCF, and one of the things that we have made a very strong and we are concentrating on this every day, focus on making sure that our students, when they graduate, that they have opportunity to secure meaningful and career-focused jobs in this country. And part of that is making sure they are ready for corporate America. And today, this week, we had 60 of our students from 15 of our member schools spending 4 days at Boeing in
yes.
Charleston, South Carolina with
wow.
the Boeing executives.
Wow.
And they were all freshmen.
Wow.
And they were there immersed
yes.
in the Boeing culture, and they're freshmen. So the purpose of that is to introduce them, let them know, and these students have had – it was just a great opportunity, and I'm going to be flying out to Seattle next week. We're going to have another cohort
mm-hmm.
of 30 sophomores
wow.
That will be in Seattle
yes.
Meeting with the top executives out there. And the purpose of these meetings for these engagements
mm-hmm.
is to help our students to understand the culture within corporate America
right.
and giving them a leg up,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're meeting with the top executives and they're asking questions and they're getting an understanding of the culture of these major corporations And the feedback, again, has been very, very positive. And then later on this summer, we're going to have 16 students that we've already selected that will be at Boeing in a very intense internship program there. And this is preparing them for meaningful opportunities at Boeing and when they graduate. So that's one of the things that we are really excited about here at TMCF.
Good to hear about that. And for some who just may be saying, wow, that's an incredible thing you got going with Boeing, take a moment just to let those who are tuning in who may not know and realize to the extent of which Boeing has invested with Thurgood Marshall College Fund and your member schools.
So the Boeing initiative is a major, major initiative. One of our board members, Mr. Ted Corbett, who is a head of IT at Boeing, he's a chief guy. He sits on in the C-suite with the president of Boeing and a proud Morehouse graduate, and he advocated on our behalf because Boeing wanted to increase their diversity and more specifically increase their diverse talent. And being a board member, we put a program proposal together, and they approved it for a little over $6 million to support an initiative to identify top talent on our campuses. And we're going through the first cohort now of students, and they were selected. We selected 16 to do the internship, and then we did another 60 to be a part of the immersion program to start with the freshman year, because we believe we get them early and get them focused, and then that'll help with them staying in school and graduating on time, because they know they got a big opportunity.
Excellent.
At the end.
Absolutely.
Of that, end of the rainbow here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that. So that project is moving forward, and the students have been selected. We had over, now I want you to hear this number here, for the 16 students, we had 8 member schools that participated in this, and we just needed 16.
Right.
We had over 600 applications.
Oh my God.
From 8 schools that we have worked with.
Wow.
For those 16 slots.
Wow.
To give you a sense
of the
talent.
Yes.
And the interest out there for,
right,
our students in,
wow,
our schools.
Man, over 600 applications.
Yep.
For the 16 slots from 8 member schools.
To be a Boeing scholar.
Yeah, exactly.
To be,
right,
a Boeing scholar.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, the level of interest, man. And that is just incredible. And the talent is out there, Doc. And the pipeline. You know what I'm saying?
The pipeline is there. And so the 8 schools that's participating in this, we have North Carolina A&T, which, as you know, is a top engineering,
right,
school. They're part of it. Howard University is a part of it. Morgan State is a part of it. Clark Atlanta University is a part,
research,
of it.
Component,
we,
yeah,
also, we have the school that Spelman, as,
right,
you know, is,
right,
is a major, major partner with us.
Mm-hmm.
Tuskegee,
mm-hmm,
is,
yes,
also one of the schools, and,
mm-hmm,
Howard University. I may have mentioned Howard,
right,
University,
right,
but Howard University is the other school that we have we've selected to be a part of this program. And the final school is Alabama A&M.
Okay.
Because Alabama A&M, they have a strong engineering program there,
right,
too. So,
right,
these 8 schools,
wow,
have been,
awesome,
they're part of this initial palette.
Mm.
And this is where we pull the over 600 applications.
Right.
Came
600
from those
600 applications from those member,
yep,
schools, man, for 16 slots. I cannot, oh God, that is just so awesome. I love that number. Yes, what a great indicator.
It
again,
tells you about the
talent. Is out. Exactly, that's exactly.
Yep.
Major shout out to the whole thing, and we're excited for that. The program, how you got to lay it out. The freshmen to introduce them right directly off. They can see the end of the rainbow where they're going. That's really going to go towards helping keeping them focused and excited about their why they're matriculating, but they're connected to opportunity, and they see that, and that's awesome. And of course, I've always said this, Doc. I told folks. And here's how I look at this, man, as it relates to HBCUs. Of course, we know the whole thing, 2025, when See America in Place is the number one producer of college graduates in the world. And the most important thing is that how the critical role that HBCUs play in that space in terms of America overall, even though we only represent 3% of the nation's institutions, but the numbers are very strong there. 50-60% or more of the STEM disciplines, the whole nine yards, man. And then this connection you have with Boeing and what you're doing there is just absolutely incredible. Shout out to them and the whole effort, the whole plan, and all the member schools that are involved.
Yep. And our schools are really stepping it up, too, in terms of just this. And the students are so dynamite. I mean, they are outstanding in terms of their intellect, in terms of their understanding how things work, and they're responsive, and they're just great leaders. And so what we're doing is just kind of fine-tuning it and getting them ready for these incredible opportunities. But once you spend time with them and you talk to them, you really – you see so much talent and so much growth for development. It's absolutely incredible. And that's what is an exciting time to be a part of this in our country right now, because there's an incredible need for diverse talent. And TMCF is the premier organization in the country that's focused on specifically the HBCU community. And we feel very, very fortunate and blessed that the type of support we're getting to help our schools.
Absolutely. Again, you know, being a major source of top employers seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs, and that's what Thurgood Marshall College Fund is all about. Check this out. Major shout out, man, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and I'm announcing Terrence Jay, if you will, is one of one of the most recognized faces in Hollywood. The announcement of Terrence Jay as your national Thurgood Marshall College Fund ambassador, man. And of course, he's no stranger to HBCUs, or Thurgood Marshall College Fund, for that matter. Dr. Williams, he was the recipient of a Thurgood Marshall College Fund scholarship and participated in Thurgood Marshall College Fund programming while a student at North Carolina A&T. Major shout out on announcing that Terrence Jay is your national ambassador.
I tell you, that has been one of the, I mean, it was that kind of kicked things off for us, but in a very positive way.
Yeah, sure.
And so when we announced Terrence Jay, it just woke up the world. And,
exactly.
And the fact that he is a proud Aggie.
Yes.
And I was talking to his former chancellor, who was there when he was there,
Martin,
Chancellor
yeah.
James
oh,
Rennett.
Right, I'm sorry,
and,
yes.
And
okay.
Chancellor Rennett said that Terrence was student body president, and he said, I remembered him well.
Wow.
So, you know, when you got a chancellor that can remember you, that tells you a lot there.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of excitement out there, a lot of buzz about that with all our young alumni and others, and it's important to that connection. He's going to do a great job getting out there, man, and making some things happen, building the brand. Dr. Harry Williams, our good friend, President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community. Thurgood Marshall College Fund member schools include the publicly supported HBCUs and predominantly black institutions, enrolling nearly 80% of all students attending black colleges and universities. As always, Dr. Williams, we appreciate you. Thank you for the privilege of your time, sir.
Well, thank you, Brother Ray, and thank you for the work you're doing for our nation's HBCUs, and I appreciate it. Anytime you call me, I'll be ready to talk. Thank you so much.
What's up, Doc. God bless. Thanks a lot, man. Keep it up. See you soon.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.